More now on problem gambling, a story we discussed on the programme last week. Now, the government is considering changing the rules on fixed odds betting machines by cutting the maximum stake from £100 to as little as £2. Stephen spoke with Kieran O'Brien, the Director of Corporate Communications at the bookmaker William Hill. Here's a reminder of some of that interview.
At what point will your shop interact with a problem gambler? Is it after he loses 1,000, 2,000, 5,000? What point will your staff react?
Well, the staff would monitor the player. They might have a conversation with them. They might look at their behaviour, whether they're in distress, whether they're acting under
stress. At what point are they required to interact?
Well, we make 50,000 interactions a year, and those are written and registered and logged, and they're quality conversations that are taking place.
The question, Kieran, is at what point are the staff required to interact financially? At what amount of loss are the staff required to interact? Because surely you would agree that if it's all up in the air and no one quite knows how much, then that is a recipe for disaster.
No, because I think actually you might have staff interacting at very low levels of gambling because there are problem gamblers at all levels of staking, and that's what the research shows. So we say to our staff to be vigilant and to look out for signs of problem gambling.
But you don't give them a threshold. You don't give them an amount of money.
Well, no, because that would be the wrong way to go about it, because you could have people gambling very low sums who are problem gamblers.
You've just said no again, and yet in the middle of this interview you said there is a threshold. So which is it?
Yes. No, I said there was a threshold for prevention of crime. I was very clear about that. So threshold for prevention of crime, and obviously at higher staking levels, we would look to implement those. But
at higher staking levels, is that £20 or £50?
Well, I'm not going to go into that because I don't want people to try and evade other policies that we have. But the point is, we look out for problem gambling behaviour at whatever stake level, and that's the right way to approach it.
That was Kieran O'Brien from William Hill. Now, many of you did contact the programme after we aired that interview, including the former bookie Vincent McCaffrey and the ex-gambler Vinti. Good morning to you both.
Morning,
Vinti. How bad did it get for you? We always want to put a number on this in terms of money and your the money you lost.
Vinti, you see, for a compulsive gambler like myself, money wasn't the issue. Compulsive gamblers can get money from everywhere, you know. My gambling was serious, you know. It took me to places I didn't want to be and made me do things I didn't want to do, you know. Nearly lost my family, nearly lost everything that I had. And by the way, I'm one representing myself this morning, Vinny. I'm not representing any organisation, you know.
It's difficult, I think, for people that haven't been in that position to understand how it grips you, because a lot of people will say, I suppose the same with other addictions, you just stop,
it's an awful life for me.
But what's going on inside your head? What were you gambling on in the first place?
My addiction was horses and dogs. Listen, today's gambling's totally different, you know, from when I first started, but I got engrossed in it as well. I mean, it's 24/7, 365 days a year. I was listening to that guy Stephen was talking to from William Hill.
Yes.
Never once when I was in the betting shop did anybody ever come over to say to me, right, you're losing too much, it's time to go. Never. In fact, Cheltenham's starting today. Vinny, you go into betting shops in the town, you'll see sandwiches, tea, biscuits, stuff like that to try and keep the people in the shop, you know. It's an awful, awful addiction, in my opinion, you know.
But what is going through your head when you're there and you're pumping more and more money in?
I'll tell you exactly what's going through your head when you see for a compulsive gambler. The only thing you're interested in is having a bet. You know, you don't care about your family. You don't care about anything. All you want to do is have a bet. You eat, dream, sleep to have a bet. That's all you do. You know, it just takes over your life completely. And thank God, 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago, I went and got help. I'm in a recovery now, thank God, you know.
And what sparked that decision within you to change your ways and to look for help?
Well, I hit rock bottom, Vinny. The only way was up.
What was rock bottom for you?
I beg your pardon?
What was rock bottom for you?
Rock bottom for me was, you know, with no self-esteem. I don't think I had any credit. You know, I was borrowing money off people I hadn't seen 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I just felt so low on myself that, you know, the only thing that got me by really was the support of my family, my wife and children, even though they knew what I was doing, you know, they stood by me. But you know, it was under no certain terms that if I didn't go and get help, that I would lose everything I had. So I went to an organization, and thank God I did. You know, I've met the best people in the world who are like-minded like me, and there is help out there. If I can just get across now, if anybody is in distress at this moment, there is support out there for people who can get help big time, you know.
Did you ever count up how much money you did lose?
I'm sure it's been thousands and thousands. And you see, for a compulsive gambler, as I say, I tell you, money doesn't matter. It's just placing that bet to have that buzz, you know. That's all it is. Money isn't an issue. It's just having a bet. It's just, it's an addiction. It's an illness. And as I say, money never came in until it was just placing the bet. That's all that it was, you know. But I'm sure it was quite a substantial lot of money. I had lost money over the period of gambling that I was in, you know.
Vincent McCaffrey, you're a former bookie. You must have, across your career, witnessed a lot of people in distress. You know, how do you deal with that from that end of the shop counter?
Well, funny enough, I can't remember any of my clients having a really serious gambling problem. I refuse to put any of those machines in. Now, those machines are programmed to make a profit. So if you play them long enough, you're guaranteed to lose money. If you back horses, you can make a profit. I know that because I was a semi-professional gambler earlier on in my existence, and I kept a record of every bet, and I did make a profit. In the late 60s, over seven years, I actually made 11,500. That might sound like a lot, of money, but
11,500.
11,500 profit, yeah. But that was quite a bit of money in the late 60s, you know.
It's interesting, Vincent, you say, as far as you were aware, no one had a problem that came into your shop, but you heard Vinti there, and you know, clearly it is an issue for people, and maybe it's just not that obvious from the outside what is going on inside someone's head, that turmoil.
That is possible, all right, but with horses, there's a space there between the races. You've got to study a bit of form, you've got time to think. With a machine, you're pressing a button or you're pulling the handle, and you're on a machine that is guaranteed to take your money at the end of the day, right? If you back a horse, there's a chance that horse might win. And if you do your homework, like I did, and you only bet in a race where you see one winner, you can make a profit. I know from experience.
Is that the right message to put out there for people that maybe have a problem gambling?
Certainly. I always said to my customers, if you can't afford to lose it, you don't gamble it, right? If it's housekeeping money or something...
It's not always, of course, as easy as that, Vincent, for people that do have a problem, and we wouldn't obviously recommend that you start switching to other forms of gambling because it might be more profitable. I want to give you a number here, the National Gambling Helpline. It is 0808 8020133.